Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Ayin Ches and Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shmini, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. Starting from the second line in Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Yishayo Hagiluyim Noyagim Bein Ba'oretz Ben Lechutzoretz. The idea of a gilu of a snake coming and putting his venom into water, into liquid, or into food, is habits in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzoretz. Bein Moisachamo, Bein Moisachshomim. Doesn't matter if it's summer or the winter, even though in the winter maybe the snakes are not as common, it's still an iser. The Primoisha says, the Chiddush regarding Chutzlarts is that it all depends on when the snakes are. Areas that have no snakes at all, there's no issue. And if you have countries that have snakes at certain times, then only then if there's an issue. You don't have a blanket iser always, it all depends on the place. Says the Gemara, Nikureteinim, which means if there are figs that are being bitten from or being cut off from. Your Choshesh, maybe the snake is the one who bit it, and there's venom in there. Omar Vyudo Barpazi, Mantano Nikurin. Who's the one who says there's a problem with Nikurin? I mean, if a snake goes and drinks or eats from food. L'chor, that's only Raman Gamliel. Dom Gamliel Loimer Afanocha Shumeki. Referring to Mechatos. Mechatos, the water of Chatos, has to be pure water, and it can't be coming from the mouth of an animal. So if you have a bird who drinks from the water, it's a problem because the water many times goes into the mouth of the bird, and then he spits it out. So therefore, you have in the water some of the saliva of the bird. So Gamliel says, snake is the same thing. When a snake drinks from the water, part of whatever is in his mouth comes out. So here you have a chashash. Maybe what came out was the venom of the snake. But Rabbanon disagree, and they hold that there's no problem when the snake drinks from the mechatos. So the Chura, they will not say there's a problem when a snake eats from food or from water that he puts the venom there. Says the Gemara, Omer Avyoino, Ma'ich Palan Mitzvahs Kabei Nikurim. How do you compare mitzvahs to Nikur, which is a din of Sakaras Nefashos? Meaning, even Rabbanon that hold, regarding Mechatos, that there's an Isser, you should not have Mechatos coming from the mouth of an animal, they say by a snake you don't have to be afraid that it came from his mouth. But regarding Nikurim, regarding a piece of food that's being eaten, you have to be choishish because they are chamir to sakanto misur. Sakaras nefashos, we are more machmir than an iser. And the Gemara brings a riot to this. V'loi kentai, then we find a brisa that says the following. Ro'ot sipor nekeres beteino. You see a bird eating out of a fig. V'achbor bavatiach. You see a mouse eating from a watermelon. Areze also. You still cannot eat it, even though you saw which animal ate from the fruit. And you know that it wasn't a snake. You still choishish, maybe a snake ate from it before, and then the animal ate from the same place of the snake. But we don't know it because we can't see the bite of the snake. Now we're going to use the girsa of Chaim, which is the girsa of the Gra, and we're going to skip the next two lines and go down to the words uleinyan treifo. But regarding treifo, what we learn, Oma Rabbo b'shem Rabbonin Tamon, Rabbo said the name Rabbonin of Bavel. Shachto, someone shecht an animal. V'chotu ze'evim b'nei me'eyo. And came wolves and took the b'nei me'ayim, the intestines of the animal. So now you don't know if this animal was treifer or not. Many of the treifers are determined based on holes. You open the inside of the animal, you see if there's anything missing, that means the animal is treifer. Here, you have animals that ate the inside of the animal. So I don't know if the animal was treifer or not. What do you say? Ksheiro. Say it's probably okay. Shecheskas me'ayim, we assume the intestines are okay. And we don't assume that if the animal ate from it, it was already a hole before. Why is that different than the nochosh? V'chash lo'im ha'shem ha'nikfu v'ayinan choshes, it was a hole before. Because cheskas me'ayim kosher. You have a chazoka, that's okay. V'hocha tamarachin b'ayir, by the snake, when we have an animal eating from the fruit, I still choshes that maybe the snake ate from it before. I still question maybe there was a hole before the new hole that came now. What's the difference between the snake and the treifel? Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Choymeru b'sakaras nefashos. Regarding sakaras nefashos, we're more makir than iser. The yoridu b'nikurim k'ram Gamliel. And Rabbanu will agree in Nikurim like Ram Gamliel, that even though they're not choshes gabi mechatos, that the snake took out from his body into the water, regarding other things, we're choshes that the snake put venom into the food. Person eats figs and grapes in the night. Maybe there's a bite in it. Hashem is keeping us. There's some chashashas we don't have to go so much. Rav Yoina b'shem Rav, dag nikur osur. A fish which was bitten from, it's also because you assumed that the snake ate from it. Rav Chizkiya Artavi b'shem Rav, Chizkiya says the name of Rav, dag nikur chai osur. When the fish is alive, then the venom spread throughout the entire body. So not only the piece that the snake ate from is osur, but the entire fish is osur. According to Rav Chaim, we turn around the next sentence. We start from the end of the sentence. Mace, if the fish is dead, noitel mokam anekha, then you just take out the piece that was bitten from, the rest you can eat, because the venom does not spread in the body. Going back now, umeliach, but if it was salted, adei melicho mischalchel, the salt does spread the venom throughout the body of the fish. Rav Yaakov Baruch Hashem Rav Chia Barbo, he said the following. Avatiach shenikor, if you have a watermelon that was bitten from, when you see that the pits inside are getting rotten, that means that the venom reached that area. Chal Barnash, there was a person, Avatoyin Milafafon Nokor. He had this cucumber, this gourd that was bitten from. Ve'aychel Mineila Asor Barnash, he gave it to 10 people to eat, Umaisun, they all died from it. Avarech Ririnaloi Upasakti. Then a piece of the liquid, of the juice, fell on his legs and cut off the leg, meaning the venom was so strong to kill 10 people and also hurt this person's legs. There was this person who hated lamb meat. He did not like it at all. One time he was eating a piece of meat. Over one passed by and told him, the imaru belongs to a lamb. Ve'it kalas ve'umis. He got so disgusted at the fact that he's eating this meat that he died from it. Another story, Chamri Shorim Bepundoki. Donkey drivers came into a hotel. Amrin Loin told the host, Havlon Tloifchin, give us some beans. V'yavun, they gave it to them. Amrin Loin, Havlon Loin Tinan, give us again. V'yavun, they gave it again, they served them again. Amrin Loin Kadumayu Havatovin Mini Lion. It says, interesting, the original beans you gave us had a better taste than the ones you're giving us now. Amrin Loin, he said, I'll tell you what happened. Shazarte Dechiv Yoishkachin Rabehoin. The spine of a snake was found in the first one, and that added taste to the tafsha. They got so disgusted that they were eating the spine of a snake that they died. The Gemara is bringing these stories to show that sometimes a person can die not only from venom, a person can die from the fact they get disgusted by the food that he's eating. Continues the Gemara, Ksiv, Ritzoyes Hashem, Dar Keish, Gam Oivov, Yash Lemitoy. When Keshbuchu wants, even the biggest enemies become friends. So the Gemara goes and says, what does it mean? What is it referring to? It's a story with a dog. It's a story with a snake. And the Gemara brings both stories. There were the shepherds who milked an animal. Came a snake and ate, drank from the milk. There was a dog seeing that the snake came. When the shepherds came to eat from the milk, Mishri Novach Behoin, he started barking. Velo is Bernonun. They didn't want to listen. They didn't understand why the dog was barking, so they were about to go and drink the milk. So the dog ran, he ate, he drank himself the milk, and he died from it. So the dog saved the life of the shepherds. Chal Banash, another person, Ovad Toim Shochi Korbaisi. He grinded garlic in his house. Also, Chivio de Tur came a snake of the mountain. He ate from these garlics. There was a snake in the house. He saw what happened. Also, the people in the house came to eat from the garlic. So the house snake started throwing dirt on the people. They didn't understand what he's doing. And he threw himself into the garlic. The snake went to the garlic, knowing they're not going to eat the garlic and the snake is there. So the snake saved their life. So Gemara says, this is the pasuk. Sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the enemies, meaning a dog and a snake, who could be something of hurtful to a human being, and they actually are the ones that are saving the life of the person. So the Gemara, Chal Barnash, is this person, Zomin Chad Rabban. He invited a Rebbe to his house. The Aisiv Kal Bagabein, he put next to the Rebbe, he put a dog. So says the Rebbe, I don't understand. You're treating me with disgrace. You're putting a dog next to me. You're lowering me down to the level of a dog. Rebbe, the same Rebbe, you don't understand. I'm not lowering you to the dog. I'm elevating the dog to you. I'm paying back a favor to the dog. Why? Shavyon olon karto. Kidnappers, bandits came into the city. All chalminah, one of them came by min tzibititi. He wanted to take my wife. He wanted to marry my wife. Reb Chaim says he wanted to rape the wife. The ochel beitzov, came the dog and ate the testicles of this person and prevented the wife from being taken. So he saved my wife. I have to go and pay him back. I'm paying him back by letting him to sit down next to the Rebbe in the meal. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Ayin Ches.